you get one life. They say it's a battle, but the beautiful part is you get more than one fight. So get up, go again. DYS.
Welcome to This Is Playford, a podcast that explores a rich and diverse community nestled in South Australia's sweeping mainland. A collective of stories where our people will inspire you and our experiences will unite us. Late night swerving through the lane, but I'm dang with the aim. Money, 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 make it rain. I don't really play, but I made it to the game. Gabriel Diaspora Akon is one of the most influential hip-hop artists in South Australia, empowering people through music. I'm making a name for myself. Never really did it for the fame or the wealth. Step into the ring, I came for the belt. Born in South Sudan, Akon spent his younger years in a Kenyan refugee camp. Akon said he found his hope in music, which built his sense of resilience.
I didn't get a lot of access to music, so when I did, it wouldn't be recorded, it would be from a community aspect. It would be people singing together and helping themselves get through situations. And that was always, it gave you resilience and hope. Like, it's hard to give up when you're listening to a song that's telling you not to. And when you're about to give up, you just play that song over again. So one of my first creative influences actually was a lady by the name of Nyanko Matiang, and her songs were essentially just helping our mothers and everybody else who was not in the front line, like our fathers were during the war, to cope and to have some hope and to know, you know, you might be in a desperate situation, but you get out one day. And people don't realize the power of hope until their backs are against the rope. That rhymes. That's crazy. But yeah, it's injected a lot of hope into my life at the time, or at times when I needed it most. Got me angry, heated like a fireplace. War coming, and believe me,
no sight is safe. There's no prize at the end of the human race. The Sonic Activist is a big believer of giving back and has been an active member supporting local musicians through Northern Sound System, as well as the broader South Australian multicultural community.
I always said Northern Sound System is just a building until you put the people into it. So it's the culture this place has created that then, armed with the resources, has helped me to, you know, elevate to the next level and provide for the young people that are up here. And a lot of our community is up in the northern suburbs.
From developing an intercultural music program targeting social inclusion for young people to presenting TEDx youth talks at universities, his commitment to the community has not gone unnoticed.
In every single possible way, music has helped me. And that's the only reason I try to use it, to help other people. The thing about music is it can't be quantified. You can't get a cup, or you can't even get a glass or a bottle and fill it up with the liters of impact you've had. You can't quantify it. So you never know. I call it the butterfly effect. You never know if the song you're working on right now is going to be the one that changes some kid's life in Peru or Slovenia, or Madagascar, or Bosnia.
He is also the founder of Playback 808, an independent record label and creative movement, which shines a spotlight on local artists producing soulful hip-hop beats. Diaspora recently released his long-awaited debut EP, Ostra Alien. Akon hopes the release is a platform for those who need his voice.
It was birthed from a feeling, and it was a feeling of being alienated in a country that I tried to give so much to, and I tried so hard to fill in. And it wasn't just a singular feeling, it was a zeitgeist of a whole community that was channeled through me in this project. The ambition that took a king, the promised land. Before you hate the boy, understand the man. They can try to destroy us, but we still advance. Keep on multiplying like Sahara sands. Dark thoughts running through my brain. I come from the birth of humanity. I come from the south of Sudan. I come from the river Nile, where all of us come from. I will never, ever, ever want to trade that heritage and that history away for anything. Imagine being from the birth of humanity. That's priceless. But the idea of what being Australian is, especially for people who, like myself, may come from where I'm from, but all they've known is being born here, yet this country chooses to neglect them. I really want to change the circumstances of people like that. And strengthening the people around me to be so strong that it won't impact them. Because it's hard to go into someone's heart and change it. You can change your brothers around you, you can strengthen them. So yeah, finding more power and empowering my voice so I can empower others. Never crash, going through the tank till we running out of gas, yeah.
Battle demons with the flow, cause it's heaven sent. I'm surrounded by the best and it's ever changed. Diaspora continues to be an artist to watch. After multiple performances at major festivals and airtime on ABC News, Triple J, SBS and more.
I want to get my message out there. I did a TED Talk last year, which was crazy, and it gave me that platform to be able to, like, you know, go to universities and give lectures and be in a space where my music wouldn't usually reach, because some of these people would not come to my shows and not hear these kind of things. But I want to keep exploring my relationship with music and activism, the whole sonic activist thing. I want to really get it out to the world. I'm working on a ton of new music, getting it out real soon. I'm working on an album, a mixtape as well before that. More details coming through. Playback 808, that's in my heart. There's a bunch of artists on there who I can't wait to get the spotlight on. You can't shift the culture by yourself, no matter how great you are. So I can't wait to empower everybody around me, and just really elevate beyond all the hatred and all every little single thing that's been holding us back in this country.
These are the real faces of our community, and this is their story. This Is Playford podcast is proudly brought to you by the City of Playford. Be sure to tune in to our other podcasts or keep up to date with the latest information on our social channels and our playford.sa.gov.au.